And
now I see you.
Hey guys, this is Luis. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
So good to see council online with us. Look at that.
I agree.
I don't have to smile on my face. Facial expressions.
You know, that body language and physical facial expressions say more than sometimes we say.
Yep, I think
so dark.
I should have closed my little window a while back.
That's why I call in by phone, so you can't see my face.
Cheater.
I cheat.
My hair's always messed up, too.
Yeah, Tony, I'm going to buy you a comb, Tony.
Okay. At our last Council of the Governments meeting, we had the team leaders call in, and my back was to the television. All you could see was my yarmulke. So, I know now where not to sit. All right, looks like we got everybody. Mr. Dornkamp, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Felix, you're there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Today, September 1st, is 3 p.m. with the Board of County Commissioners work session. We'll call the work session to order. Commissioner Hass, would you please lead us in and an invocation, please?
From my youth, guys, may the strength of God pilot us. May the wisdom of God instruct us. May the hand of God protect us. And may the word of God direct us.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Commissioner Lopez, please lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Been nice to have church school three times today. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Hass?
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Here.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
I'm here. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Duncan?
No, Commissioner, no changes to the agenda.
Entertain a motion, please.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes, and I'll remind our callers that are calling in on this, if they have their device muted, please, or their phone, so we don't have feedback unless they're speaking. So we'll move forward with our county burn ordinance. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioners, we were asked to put this proposed open burning regulations and permitting ordinance in front of the board for discussion. And I believe we've done it. I see where CK Mori is on the call also, but I don't see any other of the fire chiefs. So apparently I'm going to assume that CK may be going to speak for that organization. So I will mute myself and let CK take over.
I didn't know I was going to be speaking for him. I thought some of the others would be on, but I can certainly do that. And I think we've seen that without a burned ordinance, this has caused some difficulty for the fire chiefs and been able to handle the open burning. And I remember when a former county administrator tried to use the burn regulations and put the county on a stage one burn ban, and then the fire chiefs could issue burn permits, but it became to a point where people didn't know what was in the burn ban itself. And when we tried to go to a stage two, it caused a mix up of what they wanted and what was really needed. And so we lost control of using that tool, the burn ban stage one and stage two, just because of overuse and lack of knowledge what was in it. And so that's why the fire chiefs wanted to go to this burn ban ordinance. And that's what Amy Stowell with the Division of Pollution Control and Open Burning said we needed to do something like this to be able to continue to do issue open burning permits that were more in line with what the state required. Plus, the there was no provision for recouping any costs that the fire department had in responding to a blatant open burning violation type situation. And so this was causing a great impact on the fire departments. And so with the need being able to recoup those costs, and plus the county being able to recoup those costs, because the sheriff had no way to really impose any type of financial penalty on these landowners that refused to cooperate and said they had the right to burn when they wanted to burn, and the fire departments could just go jump in the lake. And so that's why the burn ban proposal was made. The chiefs went through it and got burn ban ordinances from the other counties, Custer County, Pueblo County, Well County, and use this information to put the one together that would seem to fit the needs for this county.
Thank you, Chief. This is Luis.
I do have one chief that just joined me. That's Buddy Carroll.
Welcome, Chief Carroll.
Hi, how are you?
Go ahead. You have the floor, sir. Give us some of your insight regarding the provisions here put in front of us.
Are you asking me?
Chief Carroll.
Who are you asking? Oh, Chief Carroll.
Chief Carroll. Yeah.
What would you... I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you had to say.
I'm just asking for your input as a fire chief regarding this ordinance that you guys put together and how your thoughts are on it.
Oh, well, you know, we discussed this pretty around at the last couple of chiefs meetings about this, we all feel that this is going to be quite valuable to all of us. Working the way it is, people with just having this burn ban continuous and never changing, it's always in place. They get kind of complacent with it. We all feel that this might benefit everybody, the public as well as the districts, to be able to alter this one way or another, depending on the weather conditions.
Okay, and I do see.
So in other words, being able to go from stage one to two.
Okay. Yeah, and if we don't need a burn ban at all, you know, if that ever happens again, you know, it's dry as it's been for so long, but you know, if it does ever get a real wet season, you can relax that some too.
Yeah, and I believe in the past, Chief, that is the reason why the stage one burn ban has been in effect for so long, because of that reasons here. Now, I do see here a question I have for Mr. Dorenkamp regarding welding. It will allow welding to continue. Will that be sufficient for our road and bridge to have to operate and repair cattle guards, Phil?
Yeah, we can work within the parameters for the most part, it looks like. We be in the Road and Bridge Department. One of the things that I did notice, and I think it was cleaned up a little bit from past discussions, is about equipment. And I didn't note that. I read it, but I didn't note. Yeah, I think it's under the stage 2 fire ban. I'm guessing item 7. We talked about use of equipment is allowed, but I just want to make sure that we're still able to run motor graders, etc., and dozers, etc., if we need to.
Phil, can you let Derek in the meeting, please?
I did.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you on, Chair?
Yeah, I'm here. I apologize for the delay.
No problem. Go ahead and give us your input on this, Chair.
What has been said so far? I'm sorry, I just barely got into the meeting.
It's just basic an overview from our two chiefs that are on the call of this permitting ordinance. So
okay.
Basically just some general generalization of the whole okay. Paper.
Okay, yeah, I liked what was put in, and John did a lot of work on getting this ready, and I think it looks really good. It's very thorough, a lot more thorough than our last one, I think, and more explanation. It's a little bit clearer because it's hard to explain some of the burn issues when people call in when it's not real clear, but I like the thoroughness in the information that was put. And as far as the penalties go, we can work on that later, trying to get that in place. That's going to take some work, like we did with the model traffic code, but we can start down that road later. But I think I like what's in it, and I think it's a lot more clear and usable.
So, Sheriff, when we're not in a drought, hopefully in the future, we've kept the stage 1 ban in place for ever since I've been in office now for 4 years. Would this assist us in reducing that to a zero fire ban at that time, because this would be put in place and have some teeth to it, I guess, and protection of the county?
I think the way we had this written up and changed, I think it's more interchangeable. And when we talked with the fire chiefs at the meetings, they liked that you can have a versatile plan where you can move in and out of the stages really easy, depending on what kind of conditions you have. I think this will help us do that a lot better. And hopefully, if we can get down to the penalty issues, and that'll help quite a bit, I think, because people already know that there isn't a whole lot that we can do at this point. So a priority is to get this in place, and then we'll start working with Pam to see how we can get some citation numbers, and like we did with the model traffic code, I think that would help a lot in compliance.
Sure, thank you so much, thank you all, CK, and to all of you that have worked on this particular document. One of my questions here is, as I'm looking at the stage 2 restricted activities, and since the sheriff is going to be the enforcer, for instance, on point number 7, you know, what equipment is allowed and so on and so forth, my question was going to be, I think not only is the document well written, but how do you make a determination where a combustion engine is allowed and where someone doesn't have a combustion engine, internal combustion? You know, those little details, is that clear within the industry? As Phil was talking about maybe a rope blade, heavy equipment on outdoors and that kind of thing. How do we publicize what's allowed and what's not? I guess that would be my question.
And that I have to refer maybe to some of the chiefs that are in their districts on how to enforce or even in educate people on what's allowed and what's not. But yeah, that's a good question. And it's a difficult question because there's a lot of equipment and machinery. So we'd have to probably sit down and maybe talk about what those kind of equipment would entail or what people are using. And that might have to be an on-site type evaluation from the chiefs on in their areas.
And I remember that was a concern a couple of years ago when we were at the stage two, we had the other state line fire. And there was a concern on our motor graders, Felix, of sparking while we're servicing roads and causing grass fires. So I think it would probably be a judgment call on the fire chiefs of that district. Because of our county is so vast and large, it could be plenty of moisture up in your district, up in the Stonewall area, and out in Tony's, dry as a bone. So that's a good question to see what equipment would be allowed or not allowed, but I think that'd probably be debatable or just justified by the fire chiefs in that area to make that judgment call at that time. I don't know if we could put a list of them, because then here we are negating any authority because it's not on the list, I would think. Any fire chief have a input on that?
Yeah, Luis, it looks like CK's got his hand up. I think you'd like to comment.
Yes, Werfno County put in a sentence in that provision saying that the local fire chief could approve a mitigation plan. So in other words, if an issue came up about a certain piece of equipment or if a project was being done, if a kind of a brief written plan was put together how to mitigate any issues with sparking and everything, then that could be approved. And so this might be a sentence to add to that, is having approved a mitigation plan that would allow the use for that equipment and that particular project in that particular area. And that would solve that question.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, Chief. So you could add that into the document, Mr. Dorenkamp, before it's presented. That I would, unless there's other thoughts out there from any other chiefs.
Commissioner, no, I think if I may, I would prefer that the chiefs are the one who put this document together. I prefer that they add that sentence and resubmit it if that seems like a logical way to take care of that.
Okay, or through Derek, you know, as a fire marshal. But I think that would give us latitude moving forward to the specific district and the fire chief of informing what can and can't be used at that time and in that stage of a drought or what have you. So I like that idea, Chief.
When it comes to the penalties, you have the different penalty amounts for each one of the different offenses. Is that per incident or is that annually, or how's that, how do we know the difference between the first and second offense? Is it on the same incident or the same person per year, or how's that accumulated?
Pam, the way I would do it, if it was me, I would do it the same way the courts do on a first offense of a traffic violation or in this case, a DUI. You know, first offense, second offense, third offense, you're in jail. I wouldn't put a time limit on it because then my opinion is we could be reoffending every couple of years when they do their slash files because they don't do them every year. So I would do it indefinitely on the individual or the property owner, in my opinion.
CK, do you know what the chief's intent was with that?
No, I'm not sure exactly what the intent was there. I'm thinking that if we had a particular landowner that was really not wanting to cooperate, if he waited a certain period where he could burn again without having the double penalty, that would might give him a loophole to go ahead and violate again, where if each violation increased the penalty, it might be a lot more of a sticker for that landowner not to violate because of the increased violation that would come in place, or the increased penalty.
And it would be, would it be for a like offense, for lack of a better way of describing it? In other words, if they got a fine for burning a sash pile or slash pile and got a $250 fine, and then they had their barbecue going when they shouldn't had, would that be then a $500 fine since it would be a second offense, or is it going to be like offenses, or what's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, you make up an interesting point there. I wonder if we would put some language in there that said for like offense, because there could be different, like in the, I'm not sure how traffic violations would be versus running a stop sign versus excessive speeding. I don't know if how that works in the traffic code. But I don't know if a sentence could be put in there that if no additional violations occur within a 5-year period, then they would start over. I don't know if that would be a benefit.
You make a good point, Phil, regarding that. However, I would probably refer to be in the entire document. If you start going into the weeds, then you're going to have people can argue it and possibly litigate. If you just do it as a blanket, I don't know. I maybe Pam, you could give some light on that if you're on the call.
I'm on the call. Generally, what I see, if you double and increase your fines, they usually have it listed within a year. But considering the concern that fire chiefs had or have with someone just waiting the year, you could put a 5-year limit on it. You could say for the first offense, it's 250. For the second offense, within a 5-year period, it's 500, you know, so on. So if they go 5 years without having an offense, then they kind of start it over and they can do it there. You would have it specified in that section where you're applying those fines.
Okay. Thank you.
And since I'm talking, I might as well keep going. just so we know, this wouldn't be handled by a resolution. It would be a specific ordinance. So the standards are different than they are just us noticing and saying, hey, we're going to have this resolution, we're going to adopt this resolution. This would be like we did with the model traffic code. We have to publish, we have to have a public hearing. You'll have to disclose any information that you had. In addition, the statute requires that we had to adopt an ordinance specifically for fire safety standards, that we have to have, that we have to form and receive the recommendation of a permanent commission, which I believe we could have from the commission that we have now, which is the fire chiefs. It's to be known as the Fire Code Adoption and Revision Commission, and it is to consist of the board or a designee and the fire chiefs whose departments or districts lie partially or wholly within the portion affected by this code. So because we could
I believe we could say designee and consider Mr. Dornkamp if we want to at this point to have their meeting, and that we're getting that recommendation from them. But we would have to have that recommendation. They would have to be at our meeting that is going to address this ordinance. We would have to give the public the opportunity to speak for or against, to give testimony as to it, fully published. And then if it is adopted, it has to be published in the newspaper and signed and recorded. So it's a little bit longer procedure than just, you know, adopting a resolution as we normally would. But I believe that this is a good document. I think you gentlemen did a really good job on this. I think that we'd have to change how it looks just in general, because there's a specific standard. According to the statute, you have to start it off with saying specific language, just as that it is an ordinance of the county. But in general, we can make that fit into what we have to present it that way. So it's something that we can move forward on. We have to consider our ability to fully have that public hearing, considering the situation that we're in right now, because we don't want someone to, you know, possibly claim we didn't give them the opportunity to be heard. So I think that this is definitely our good first step. There's just stuff in the background we need to be aware of if we're going to proceed with this as an ordinance.
Thank you, Ms. Nelson, for always the sound advice. So moving forward with this, everyone, I think we kind of have our talking points here of any adjusting to this document. I don't know if we want to go ahead and move forward with what Ms. Nelson just mentioned to us, getting that accomplished. With the COVID happening right now, it might be a little difficult. However, the comments that were made and the questions could be readdressed by the fire chiefs and her and Sheriff Navarette, and adjusted or let the chiefs make that decision on based on what they would want to do. They're the professionals in this, and then go forward with it again, and maybe in 2 weeks to a month. You guys meet once a month as fire chiefs, I believe. We might be at a different place with COVID, but I agree with the document, how well written it is. And I thank all of the fire chiefs for putting this together. I think this is something that's been needed to help us and help our fire chiefs especially do their jobs. So, Ms. Chavez, do you have any concerns with the document being emergency management?
No, thank you, Luis, for asking. I trust in the chiefs and their expertise.
Go ahead.
No, you know, I was going to ask a financial question. Will we be setting up a restricted fund account where all these fines will be deposited and then used for the benefit of the kind of a firefighter fund?
You stole my question.
Okay.
Mrs. Coverley?
Commissioner, I don't see her on the call.
She had something else to do. I can ask her that question and relay that in an email back to this whole group if you'd like.
I think moving forward down in the future, we can address that.
Yeah.
But I do like that idea, Felix, that fines would be used for the fire districts and the fire marshal to, as they see fit, to assist in their campaigns and fighting fires. I don't know if the county would take administration fee at all on that, or we handle it through Office of Emergency Management, how we move forward. But I do like the idea of earmarking it for the entity.
If I can add maybe not a last comment, but a comment. So CK, if you and the chiefs could add the verbiage in there that we talked about, you said Huerfano County had stuck a line in there, something similar to where your district fire chiefs could approve a mitigation plan as exceptions to the different restrictions on the different stages. And then also where a property owner's fines would basically reset after a 5-year period of not receiving any fines. And then get that back to us. I'll work with Pam on jumping through all the hoops per statute to get the ordinance in front of the board and public hearings, et cetera. And we may end up changing, the treasurer's address too. I see where it's PO Box 13. We'd have to verify with Donna that that is indeed where the treasurer's address is. Or, yeah.
Any other comments from our fire chiefs on the call or Sheriff Nebrett? Okay, anything else from the board?
Nothing. Glad to see it happening, though.
And I really believe, once again, that the community would support this because of what we have seen through the last couple of 3 years with all the fires. I mean, this part of the state is completely, I mean, lacking so much moisture. You know, once again, thank you, Chief Coro and your team and all the chiefs and Sheriff. Thank you for stepping up. And I know your team is going to be the one enforcing the citations, but I think once a violation is in place, the citation has to follow because otherwise, you know, this is not going to live up to what it's meant to be. So thank you all.
Thanks, Commissioner. And I just want to add that I appreciate all the work that the fire chiefs have done on this. They're truly professionals in what they do, and they've helped me tremendously. As Kim said, I do rely on their expertise because I'm not a firefighter person. I don't have that background. So I rely heavily on what they tell me, and they are a really good group of people. So, and most of them are all volunteers. So they're really doing this community a huge service. And I just want to thank them for what they do.
One question for you, Sheriff. Moving forward with this, just like we did the model traffic code and having the county courts do the prosecution for us, could you reach out to the combined courts to see if they would accept this as well, like they're doing for us with our model traffic code? That way that's already set in place when we're ready to move forward.
Yeah, I can do that. I'll get with Ms. Berry with the county court and kind of give her an overview of what we're trying to do with this, but I'm sure it could be placed in as the traffic code is. Hopefully it shouldn't be too much of a big issue to get the fines and the courts in the same kind of county code court, but I will get with her and kind of let her know what we're trying to get done here.
Thank you. And I don't see a whole lot of misconduct going on in the county now. So I think a lot of our ranchers and farmers are pretty well sticking to the guidelines and being very respectful of the dangers of the fire at this time. So having said that, I think we are good to go. Any other questions or concerns? Entertain a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.